Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 124, recorded on March 8th, 2013, and I'm Wes.
I'm Brent Copeland.
And I'm Eric Fullerton.
And I wish we had guests this week.
We do. Today we have Bash and Paps.
Hello.
What up, Jim?
I didn't realize you invited my nephew.
What?
I never would have been here.
We invited a few of your nephs, so be prepared.
Multiple nephews?
Multiple.
That's right. So today we don't have Wes here. Instead, we have Paps, and he's going to fill in as the old man.
Yes.
He'll do it, too.
Because
I got a dragon on my head. How much older can you get?
You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
We're all wearing hats today.
Whippersnapper, I'll beat you about the face and legs.
Well, snap your whip. I'll snap your whip.
I could watch them for hours. I don't think we even need to talk.
At least minutes.
Yeah, probably a minute or two.
Maybe a couple of seconds.
At least three and a half.
That's why our videos are only 5 minutes long. I can't even take us for that long.
Can't stand
You're
it for
genius.
Much longer than that.
About it.
So today, we are revisiting the Basherverse. The last time we had these guys on the show was February.
I wasn't here, so this is awesome.
2012.
This is his first experience.
I get to share the same space.
This is our first menage at four of us with you.
Menage a quad.
Yes,
and we've got a menagerie on our head.
We do.
Yes.
I'm wearing a...
Mine's a lizard. Paps is a dragon.
So this is going to be epic today. What have you guys been up to lately?
What have you been up to, Paps? Look.
I've been crocheting some nice scenic stuff.
Our hats.
I've been building a dirigible.
Ooh, out of crochet?
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yeah, a crochet dirigible. It doesn't fly very well, but it looks good.
Well, I've been taking over North Korea. Thank you.
Well, thank God somebody's doing it, because King Jong-il died or something. What an idiot.
That's not true.
Chavez!
Island where
Elvis Senor
lives.
Chavez took over?
Yeah, and then he died.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I think there's a curse.
Yeah.
I think Dick Clark killed him.
There you go. For the job.
Oh, okay.
Very nice, guys. Yeah. Bringing it back home.
That's right. Dick Clark and Tupac are in cahoots.
Mm-hmm. Cahooties. So, for the morons who have no clue what y'all do, what do y'all do?
Well, let's see. I like...
We make the YouTube videos.
Oh, yeah.
And Basher here's my little nephew, and he made me get on the YouTubes with him and play stupid Blockland games or
It was
Lego
a lot better than the place. Other game he wanted to play, so I did it.
I don't agree, but, you know, it's whoever's... idea it was, I don't remember.
He's so slow. Listen to him.
Dragon's
you hear
idea.
The gears like.
It's a generational gap, clearly.
It's better than that. So stupid. I make him play games with me, and
are you talking about me again in front of my back? We talked about this.
I can't tell what's your back. It all looks like. Yes.
But he's got one of the fandangled iPods. I see he's got the headphones. Like, we've got these old, like, 80s, like, earphones that are bigger than, like, Dick Clark's something.
Yes. No, yes, keep going. I'm excited.
Hemorrhoids.
Yes.
We're not going to save you. Yeah, good.
He said it. I didn't expect that, actually. Yes. I didn't expect that at all. That's gross.
We went to Hemorrhoids Anonymous together.
Yes. Nice. That's kind of gross.
Old Ha. That's a great organization.
Yeah, Old Ha.
My name's Basha, and I'm a hemorrhoid. Is that, that's what it's about, right? Being a hemorrhoid?
A hemi.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm Dick Clark, and I'm dead. Ha!
So jealous of your glasses.
Oh, making fun of dead people is always fun stuff.
It really is.
Speaking of, if you want to make fun of dead people, you can sponsor the show by going to deadworkers.com.
That's very offensive to dead workers all everywhere around the world.
They're a party, you dumb butt. I don't know what we can say in here because we are very crude in our videos. You dummy head, poo face.
Oh. Oh, yeah, we're not allowed to say naughty words here because we're in church.
Let's go. Let's go 80s. You puke face barf bucket.
Wow, that's very 80s.
Oh, God.
Barf bucket. He had to go 80s on you.
Yeah, I did it. Now you gotta chop a coconut in half on the table of an imaginary dinner.
That got weird.
Anyone?
That got weird fast.
Strange.
Hook! Where's the hook?
That was the 90s, first of all.
Well, shut up! But they did say 80s insults. Wait, how do you know that? Your brain is turned off most of the time.
Yeah, well, it was turned on in the 90s by ecstasy.
The drug?
Ecstasy. Isn't that Notch's new game?
Yeah, the drug.
Oh, wait, that's X-10s. Okay. I wonder what he was going for.
Wasn't there a band in the 80s called Ecstasy?
Yeah.
Wasn't there ecstasy in the 80s?
Maybe. I think there was ecstasy in the 80s, too.
I think people watching this think that they found some, like in an old drawer, and accidentally licked it.
You might want to go to the doctor right now.
Speaking of going to the doctor, you can sponsor the show by going to deadorkers.com/sponsor. And we've got some awesome sponsors this week. The first individual sponsor is...
It's a good little question.
Rhino Rules!
Rhino Rules.
So we appreciate that, Rhino Rules. We said last minute, hey, we don't have any sponsors, and Rhino Rules rules and sponsors.
Rhino Rules! Thank you very much.
His name precedes him. He's a rhino.
And we have two more sponsors here.
We do, and they're server sponsors. You want to read that message there?
Sponsor from The Watershed. That is mc-thewatershed.net. It is a 2,500 square kilometer. Is that right?
That sounds good and large.
Square kilometers.
Large Marge.
Very large survival RPG world with towny, multiple dimensions, TeamSpeak, YouTube adventures, live game streams, and more.
We also have at...
What else?
We have youtube.com/user/lampitos games. Lampitos Games, maybe?
Lampitos Games!
They go on to say, right. I play Skyrim, Dawnguard, Creepercraft, SMP, FTB, Super Hostile, BD2, and more. Less than three PSU guys should whitelist me on the block party. And a note from Ashton here, Ecstasy has been around since 1912. Last but not least, we have the Lord Bones weekly Minecraft videos this week. The finale of Boule Field. So go see the finale of the finale. And also the legend of the Space Marine. And they're always doing cinematic stuff over there. So go take a look. We know you likes the cinemats.
I hate people who make cinematic stuff. Don't you, Paps?
What the heck are you talking about?
I don't know.
The kinematics? What? Is that some little light box display?
Wait. How can you mispronounce something that I just said? I understand if you read it and you're like, I don't know how to pronounce, but I just said it. How can you mispronounce? It's not
what
like
you
have
talking
some
about?
Accent. What? What are you talking about?
I don't know. All I know is that Ecstasy has been around since 1912.
That's all he knows, everyone.
That's the only piece of information.
Would that suck if that was the only thing you actually knew?
Yeah. Well,
like you go to you get pulled over and the cops are like, what's your name?
That was information that I knew and no one told me.
No, he
yeah, but what's your name?
Because he was born at the same time.
I invented it.
Oh.
Or, you made yourself older than I did in the insult?
Well, where did the name come from?
The grandfather.
You're like 1,000 years old.
Where'd the name Ecstasy come from?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah, that was the question.
Yeah, it's very
probably
important.
The guy who was on it thought it was Ecstasy.
Great answer.
Whoa!
Ecstasy comes from the ancient Egyptian ecstasis.
Our ecstasy journeys. Oh.
I watched the show.
So fun week.
Fun week.
Fun week. We put out a video out there.
We did. We put a video.
It's a Western, an epic Western, as the Game Station tweeted.
Yeah.
Twatted.
Yes.
Tweeted.
Don't forget to twat before you go to bed.
So that's what we did this week.
Yeah, we're doing like weird little skits and stuff on the channel. We want to try something different. It's fun for us, and it
we
makes
just
us
copy off of Legend of Hope.
That's what we're trying to do.
Exactly. They caught us.
We're making stupid stuff.
You guys are doing that.
Yeah, it's fun. It makes us laugh, and you know,
we got the
next
one.
I think it was you. I was like, oh, look, there's something in my sub box. I clicked on watching it. I'm like, this is good. Wait, what? They did this? What? This isn't Galel? What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the next one we got is what? Is the Legend of Bobo?
Yeah, that's
we're working
right.
On. We've been working on
it.
Oh,
yeah, really? Actually, that's a funny thing because that was the spinoff we meant to make. And then someone else wanted to make a spinoff of our show, and they asked us if it's okay. We're like, what's it called? They're like, Legend of Bobo. I'm like, what the heck? That's the same. And then someone else wanted to make Legend of Bobo. Like, is that the first name that comes to mind when they think parody of Hobo?
What?
Well, because Aobo doesn't work. So
yeah.
You got to the next one,
true,
Bobo.
That's copyright. You got to be careful about that.
So then
that.
You go to Kobo and Dobo.
Yeah, and
Lobo. It's from the comic.
Yeah, that's you got to awesome. Be... You gotta watch
Legend
out.
Lobo?
And obviously, like, the legend of the left anus applies that you have a right anus, and that
what
doesn't make any
happened?
Sense at all. So.
How doesn't that make sense?
Oh, the secret word of the day!
Oh. Anus!
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 I'm so unprepared.
It's another form of a shaft. Get it? That's why it's the word of the day.
Insert cricket noises.
Oh, no, no, no. Sorry, you wanted...
There you go, there you go.
There we go.
The sheep ate
goats
the...
Goats and crickets are very similar, so don't worry about it.
Oh. The sheep... The crickets can play drums.
Well, yeah, timed.
So, what else are we... We got... you know, we decided since our foray into stealing other people's works, you know, with our Bauer video and our Harlem Shame.
And our Star Wars video that we just uploaded.
That we decided to just say, screw it. And we're taking on Lucas and Disney, throwing up Star Wars to say, do it.
Yeah.
Sue us.
That is not the right company.
Bring it on.
Because they will.
Because they've got Jedi lightsabers and stuff.
Look, so. I think you guys, all power to you. You look dead in their eye and you say, you don't have the balls, bitch. Backhand Lucas across his tubby face.
Because I just spent $50 on lawyers.com and I'm ready for you.
Yeah, free shipping.
He's not in charge anymore, but you should do it anyway.
You should backhand him anyway.
Yeah, that's
and then send that
three was
video
decent,
to Mickey Mouse. And then Mickey Mouse will be like, oh, I don't want to mess with those guys.
Oh, I don't want to mess with these guys. These guys are Jedi. Oh.
Was that Mickey Mouse?
I'm pretty sure that was the Mickey Mouse.
That was
an awesome Mickey
Mouse.
Mickey Mouse
on the phone.
Like, you can't Max. Hear that and go, was that Mickey Mouse?
No, Mickey Mouse on the phone. Oh, God. Oh, you guys are Jedi. Oh, my God. That's awesome. Oh, yes. You owe the rent this month, by the way.
It's almost like New York, like Brooklyn versus Cockney or something.
Cockney. That's a reference to a movie called Joe's Apartment from the 90s.
Oh, God, the MTV production?
Hello, Governor!
The one with the roaches and the sliders guy?
MTV Films.
The sliders guy. Yep. Yes, pretty much, the sliders guy.
Awesome.
God, I love sliders.
I love sliders, actually, too.
Sliders? Isn't that the guy with the scar on his face?
No, he cooks sliders, like little hamburgers.
Yeah,
like crystals
that you can get from TGI Fridays.
Sliders.
It's such a good show about
every
food.
Time I order them, I'm like, I want some sliders. Sliders.
Do you do like the little hand movement?
Sliders. I go, sliders. And they're like,
hey, look at you and cry.
I was going to say something bad, but I didn't want to give you editing work, so.
Oh. Thanks.
Nice.
He's the thoughtful.
Speaking so of editing work, what have you guys been editing lately?
Yeah.
Oh, man. We have been editing like crazy. Oh, my God.
He does the editing. I just look into a block world and say stupid things to him.
It's true. Actually, man, we record like 30-minute episode, and I cut it down to 5 minutes, and it's like, man.
That just tells you how unfunny we are when it's not edited.
Yeah, here's a normal episode. Oh, wow, we're having so much fun, aren't we? 20 minutes. Oh, let's say something funny real quick so I can edit this. That's about it.
Boom, headshot.
No, but we've kind of got drifted away from the cinematic stuff because it's like super freaking hard. We have to have like 30 people to help us on that stuff.
It's so
we decided.
Difficult.
Oh my gosh, it's so difficult. And I mean, Arcade Chronicles can vouch there. It's such a pain to make these things. But we were like, oh man, maybe we're not so bad at this this playing games thing. Mm-hmm. So we started doing that, and we're having a lot of fun with it. And it's a blast. And we're having fun with it. It's a blast. I said that, didn't I? Did I say that?
He's stuck in a loop.
Well, we're having fun with it, and it's a blast. So.
Oh, okay. Well,
but are you having fun with it, though?
Are y'all having a blast?
It's a blast, and we're having fun with it.
You know, honestly, no, for real, honestly, we are having fun with it. It's a blast.
All right.
Awesome. So what about SimCity? Is that a blast?
Oh, actually, before we came on, I couldn't tear myself away from it. I have been bitching like crazy about SimCity, right?
Yeah.
But when it works, it's fun.
It's a great.
But it's not working constantly.
When it works,
it's a great game. When it works,
but it doesn't work a lot of the time.
But also, it's not SimCity. It's like Sim Mini. It's like I'm gonna steal Caveman's joke. Was it like it's Sim Town? No, it's
yeah. He doesn't deserve it.
No, not Sim Town. That's an actual game.
What does that mean? Yeah. Does it mean like it's a smaller?
Okay, so they had to shut off a lot of the stuff in the game to get it to work.
Like,
yeah, they took away cheated speed.
Like, well, Sim Village.
First of all, they took the speed away, so cheetah speed is like not even fast anymore.
Yeah, cheetah speed's gone. So you have to sit there and actually wait in real time while they build a building in real life time. It's like, oh.
It was like when I drive to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Pretty much. My car only goes 7 miles an hour. It's a pedal car.
It's a big wheel. It's pretty cool.
So what are you working on now? What are you going to put out in the next couple weeks?
More Bash and Paps, mod reviews, and we've got a show that we've been making, but I can't really tell you guys about it. It's a little easier to make The Legend of Hobo, and it's a little bit more awesome and crazy and fun.
So, but this new show that y'all are doing, is it like a game show?
Is it like cinematic, or?
It's a cinematic show. It's not a game show.
Unfortunately, we can't get away from it. We can't tear ourselves away completely.
Is it a spinoff of something you're doing currently?
No.
Well, a lot of people, if they looked at our channel, it was on our background for a while, and then we realized you should probably not announce this yet until we've got everything sorted out, so we took it away from our background. But, I mean, it's Blockimon. That's what we're making right now. It's awesome.
So what
it's
was on the background? Show. What was on the background of your channel? Which I'll
it's
take
Blockimon.
Down. Just
Blockimon.
Where it said the Blockimon
logo. It was all our
characters,
the Blockimon logo with Pikachu and Bash Ketchum.
Is it Blockachu?
Rest.
Coming from the perspective of an expert in everything, the first episode script that Basher wrote is probably one of the funniest pieces of writing known to man. It's way funnier than the Magna Carta and almost as funny as Gilgamesh.
So, speaking of, what was the feeling you got, and this is directed at you, Basher.
Oh, God.
The absolute first time...
Nervous.
You pulled the movie out and just got finished watching Goonies. What was the feeling?
There you go.
Wait, what?
What was the feeling that you got after pulling out the movie Goonies the first time you watched it?
It's a weird way
The feeling. Oh, my God. Okay, so it's like this. And then I hit rewind because it was way back then. It was like, and then the VCR ate it up, and I started going, and then it was like, and that's about it. That was the first time.
That's a lot.
The other
feelings.
Times were a lot more dramatic.
Nice. Good question, yeah. Good answer.
Thank you.
The Goonies is my favorite.
It's an epic. It is. It truly is.
Definitely.
Oh, my God. It inspires
one-eyed,
me.
One-eyed Willy.
Watch. It's right. Weird, though, because when I watched the Goonies, I was like their age, and now I'm older, and I feel like a pedo watching them. I'm like, man, I want to be in their club. And I'm like, I'm in my late 20s, and they're like, they're little kids, and like, yo, Goonies. And I'm like, I want to be one. Can I be one? Can I join you guys at your... I should be part of the freaking bad guys, like, trying to chase them down and stuff, but...
Y'all like booty traps.
You're like mama, and I'm like sloth.
Yes. Yes, you are.
That's actually one of my wife and I's favorite movies, and we were like, show it to the kids. You know, kids are, you know, 5 and 11. Did not remember all the cussing in that movie. Like, it's a pretty filthy movie, like, for, like, a PG movie.
That's true.
Well, as a kid, that's one of my favorite parts about it, too. I was like, oh, they said it, dirty word. Actually, that's one of the reasons why I loved the Ninja Turtles movie, the first one, because Raphael, in that one scene, was like, you know, Casey Jones got away or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it was. The bad guys got away, and Raph was like, and I was like, oh, Raph's my favorite now. Like, screw Michelangelo. Raphael curses.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I see how that awesome. Could be a little awkward. Like the statue scene where the junk falls off of the statue. It breaks off and they, like, glue it back. Am I thinking of the same movie? You know, remember the statue scene?
So, Raphael had
the... talking about the exorcist?
Does Raphael have the two swords?
Raphael was he was the guy. No, that's Leonardo. Raphael had the size.
Donatello? No.
No, Raphael has the little mini swords, and Leonardo has the big swords.
Their size.
Yeah, Raphael was my favorite, too.
He has got the ones that look like little crochet needles.
Do you remember how deep that movie was? Maybe, Raphael was going through depression because Splinter was gone, and he was trying to kill himself in the bathtub.
That's right, and he went on Prozac.
He's trying to drown himself?
And you guys don't remember, like, it was like Chunk. Dark. He knocked over the statue. Is that weird? Is that like a different movie I'm thinking? Like, Sliders. I'm in another universe.
Are you talking about Goonies?
Yeah. Chunk.
What?
Statue. He knocks over the statue and it breaks.
Are we talking about the piano of bones?
Being left in the dust of Goonies.
Sorry. I think very slow.
The dust cloud is just now clearing.
Like, like doing the truffle shuffle.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
I almost did it.
Now we're back to things that Eric understands.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Did y'all hear about...
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
In the news.
What happened this week in the news?
This week there was an update, the pre-release.
Oh, the Redstone update. Yeah,
Redstone update. As promised last week, the pre-release for Minecraft 1.5 was put out Thursday after a 13W10B snapshot on Wednesday. Amongst the changes are the inclusion of hoppers and droppers, activator rails, daylight sensors, nether quartz ore, and a ton of bug fixes. It's intended that full release will take place next Wednesday, March 13, or as we like to call it, the Ides of March minus 2.
Oh, I call it Death Day.
Death Day.
Wow, yeah. Just as I was figuring out the difference between smooth stone and cobblestone, they go throwing in a bunch of newfangled garbage. When will they learn? All people want is a simple game with blocks where you put them together and make dirty words. That's all you need.
That's right.
He still does it, though, so he gets to do it with redstone.
That's what old people do.
I spelled poppycock in the last bash
packet. Whoa. Don't give him editing work.
Poppycock. Oh, that's an actual word.
Poppycock?
Like 1919.
Poodly poop. Poodly poop.
Damn it.
Thank you.
That's actually...
Damn it, boys.
Scootly Boop is a terrible swear.
Whoa. Why do you keep saying it?
He can edit it out.
He'll just magic.
My entire soundtrack out, and it'll sound like you guys are talking to some phantom.
Speaking of some phantom, Minecraft may come out on the PS3 and the Wii U. In an interview with iGamer this week, Jeb confirmed that after the exclusivity period with Microsoft ends, Mojang will be considering porting Minecraft to other consoles. However, although the PS3 would be considered, Jeb added that it would be very unlikely that owners of the Wii U console would be seeing a version for their system. Since that interview, though, Jeb clarified that the Wii U hadn't even been discussed when talking about Minecraft platforms, and the decision wasn't his to make. The console has as much chance as any other when it comes to having a version of Minecraft. So
why would they put a game that skews to younger audience on a Nintendo console? That seems stupid. That seems like a waste.
That's a bad dumb move. Bad
Nintendo move. Is for people my age.
It's true.
Which is 92,000 years old, by the way.
So, but do y'all imagine the same thing I do? I mean, I'm sure y'all do. I'm sure y'all have the same imagination, but...
Nope.
Jeb just gets done with the interview, the magazine comes out, and he's sitting there working on the next, you know, the meteor hitting Minecraft, and all of a sudden his intercom beeps. Hey, Jeb, it's Carl. Could you come to my office for a second? And then he gets schooled, like, you know, dude, don't be telling people he's not coming out on the Wii U. But in all Swedish and without birds.
I was waiting for Chris.
I was going to say something, but I wanted to give that silence there just to make it feel super awkward.
Me too.
I'm like crossing my fingers. I'm like,
I had things loaded in the gun, but I wasn't going to pull the trigger.
We call it dramatic pause.
That was a good dramatic pause.
Can I have you something? That's what he sounds like, right? I don't remember.
Yeah, we need to have more dramatic pauses in this show. See what I did there?
Glad we got through that one good. Without any severed limbs.
So, well, what do y'all think? PS3, Wii U, it would just be stupid not to put it on whatever platform they can shove Minecraft on, right?
Here's what I think about it. Don't give a crap. I'm a PC guy. I mean, I have the PS3 and the Wii U, but... quite frankly, I'm waiting for Oculus Rift support. That's all I'm waiting for. And I'm
that would be nice. Yeah, there you go.
I'd like to get Minecraft on an abacus. That would be a lot more interesting for my generation.
Abacus.
But I don't know
for what's a TI, a Texas Instruments graphic calculator.
Well, think about like
well, it's on the Pi, so why not the tie?
There you go. But think about what could they take advantage of with the Wii controller?
Money.
Like you could put it inside.
Wouldn't it be a pain in the butt?
It could be like a sword or a pickaxe. I know this is just uber lame, but like, you know, you're like pickaxing, you know, with the Wii controller because it's like in an enclosure.
Dude, what could they do with the Wii U?
Your special muscle will get really freaking tough playing Minecraft.
That would be a hardcore special game. Muscle.
It would, actually.
Yeah. I don't know.
That would become a fitness game.
Put it on Wii Fit.
But ultimately, who cares? Like, yeah, I'm all for changing it up and making it work for the platform. But the real end goal, I think, is making money, right? I mean,
well, yeah.
I mean, they're going to try to get on any platform to make money. Hopefully, they do try to make it good for the platform.
Yeah.
You know, but come on, you made a version for the Pi. Why not a version for anything else?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I read, you know, that the 360 version is getting an even crazier ending in the end than the PC version and stuff. And I'm like, I know what they're doing. They're like, ooh, I want that crazy ending. So I get on the 360 and I buy it again. Yeah. And it's like, I get what they're doing and stuff. I hate that. But I could see them. They won't have they won't have to make an excuse for a different kind of version on the Wii. I say they should go for the Wii one because they'd be like, well, look, buy it again because you can do this. And everyone will buy it. And they'll make billions of dollars.
Well, and I think they could really do some cool stuff. Like, I don't know if it's cool, but like make a racing game and you get to pick what you want to be, you know? I mean, we saw it with Craft Brothers Brawl, right? It's a completely different game, but you pick that. So use that kind of same idea. Well, let's make a racing game. And you could pick the skeleton or the zombie or the creeper. A kart racer.
So you want to turn Minecraft into Little Big Planet. Basically.
Yeah. What?
Exactly.
Mario Kart or...
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, with carts.
You know, they could do that.
Turtle shells.
Like, they could start this whole spin-off series. Like, crazy. Like freaking, like, I don't know, Luigi's...
Like what?
...mansion or something.
Spin it out!
Like Steve's Mansion.
Herobrine's Mansion.
And maybe that's it.
That's
maybe it's...
adventure map we did, isn't it?
Maybe it's just awesome. Licensing nice the characters to other games.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I think the Wii would be a good idea. But the PS3, whatever. I don't see people who play the PS3 as interested
the
as PS3 kind of
on the
outs. Owners.
Yeah, with the PS4 coming in.
And the PS4 now, PS3 is kind of like a big paperweight George Foreman grill now.
Yeah. It looks like it, doesn't it?
People have made PlayStation 3s into George Foreman grills. I swear on my mother's grave.
She's not dead.
She will be.
She must be really old.
Okay, so we got some news here.
More news.
Forget Peeps this year. It's almost Easter here in the U.S. Get Creeps.
Forget Peeps.
If you're in the habit of sinking your teeth into Peeps every Easter, this probably only applies to Americans. Then ThinkGeek has an alternative for this year's festivities, Minecraft Creeps. The sugary-drenched marshmallow treats are shaped more or less like a creeper, are officially licensed collectible edible, and ThinkGeek says the recipe no longer contains sulfur. Ha ha. ThinkGeek, you're so witty. You'll get four in a box for just $4.99. And I'll tell you, it's BS. It's an April Fool's joke. I bet you $100. Go to their site and click on it and see if you can buy it. I bet you
it's not April yet.
But this is what they did for April Fool's last year.
Wait, what?
You can't do that.
You
that's
can't
a
do
crime
April
against
Fool's joke.
I'm telling you, go there and try it right now. ThinkGeek.
That's as bad as adultery.
Oh, wait. If they
I've got
did
the
it
link.
Last year and it got like a good, you know, review, and some people are like, why did you trick us? Don't you think ThinkGeek would be like, okay, maybe we could just actually make money off of that and do
a lot
it.
Of anime characters complained.
So I'm clicking buy now, right now. Okay. And it goes to gotcha. Happy April Fool's Day. This really never gets old.
Oh, yeah,
this
it
is
does.
It's March 8th.
You can't do that. That's against the rules.
That's
can't
against the rules.
Them? Let's sue them. Class
we
action
can sue
lawsuit.
Them. I think we have a legitimate case.
It's true.
Wow. I want creeps. I want them right now. And if I don't get them,
I think
why can't we...
I think they had
them?
That on a timer.
Gotcha, April Fools. What?
I think the timer was wrong. Like whoever had that, whoever the webmaster is, are they still called webmasters?
Yeah.
Okay.
If they don't
Master
want a job.
Of the web.
Yeah, that was I don't know, like a March Fools or something.
Well, I suggest you all lawyer up right about now. We're gonna have a class action suit by Monday.
That's weird.
But they do have the Rainbow Dash hoodie unisex, so you can grab that instead.
You can have sex with the hoodie that looks like Rainbow Dash?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Rainbow ordering Dash? Today.
Weird.
That seems like their market base.
Huh.
They're Wait, I buy from...
Interesting. Yeah. It's 50 pretty bucks. Much. Okay.
50 bucks? Sounds like a steal.
It's a sex toy. What do you expect?
Oh, wow. The eyes are on the boobs?
Perfect.
Where's the cutie mark?
On the boobs, duh.
Listener contributions.
Yeah. Ooh, second bumper.
Listener contributions. Listener contributions. Listener contributions. Listener contributions.
You want a paper, rock, scissors for it? Yeah, it's paper, rock, scissors.
I know this is going to date me as an old man, but that reminded me of the band Presidents of the United States of America.
Ow! Ow!
Ow!
I hit my knee!
Oh.
Ow!
I thought it was a good thing.
Ow!
Like, it is a
I hit
good
my
thing.
Knee! Ow! Yeah! Ow!
It is a good thing. He's in pain. What's what's bad about that?
Oh.
This is wonderful. I'm having the time of my life.
Oi, what's up? Okay, so.
Might have to get it amputated.
What are we doing?
The next thing on the agenda. We'll let this heal.
Is listening to contributions.
Yes.
The contributions.
So we got one here from SetAblaze777, who says, The other day, I was standing in line at a sandwich shop. I was wearing a Minecraft t-shirt. The guy behind the counter says, "Hey!" Oh, wait, he said, because he was in a well, he said, "Hey, I loved that game. I played it too much, though." Knowing laughs ensued. Like,
do you want me to read these for you, young man?
Yeah, you want to finish it? Do it. I'll put the appropriate reverb.
Right, then he said, "I haven't played it in about 15 years. I was wondering if your mature video game soaked brains would have any idea what the gum crap he was talking about, as it obviously wasn't Minecraft. Thanks, and love the show, or die." What he said.
So, what did we think about that?
I don't know where you are.
I think,
we're in.
What do we think about that?
Did he really Wait, where are we?
Listener contribution.
Either this guy serving sandwiches has no concept of years and time.
Yeah.
Or Minecraft is a ripoff of a game from 15 years ago.
Minecraft. What did he play 15 years ago?
What game is it? Is it can I actually say the game that it's a ripoff
but
of?
What's he?
Oh, yeah. Infiniminer. Well,
Infiniminer.
Yeah.
But that wasn't 15 years ago.
No. It was.
Well,
actually,
I think we need to know.
How old is Infiniminer?
We don't have all the information here. Which shirt was he wearing?
Yeah, I think was that he wearing a Minecraft shirt with a zombie on it? That could have been weird.
He might have been wearing a Def Leppard shirt, in which case it didn't really make any sense.
I'm looking up Infiniminer, and I'm like, there's the wiki entry. Oh, wait, that's on the Minecraft wiki.
Yeah, they're kind of biased there. They might change it.
Wait, when it says it was released. Released?
Joking.
No, that wasn't. It says, hold on. Yeah,
Hunt the Wumpus. That was awesome.
Wait, when did Populous come out? Populous came out in 1989. Okay, I was wrong about that.
Games that released in 1998.
He 15 years is kind of like a, you know,
a general
innocuous blob of time.
I played it a long time. He must have done some of that ecstasy. Kind of got time warped.
I think he did some of that MDMA.
Yeah, he track, song stuck in my head.
Populous is a possible choice, yes.
Yeah.
So, speaking of, we're in the listener contributions where all our listeners send in stuff. We want to give back to our listeners, and we're doing that through our sponsorship with Loot Crate. You can actually go to lootcrate.com/deadworkers. And use the code DEAD to get a $3 off. This is a great service if you want geeky swag every month. And we're going to give away some of that geeky swag right now. Right now, it is the...
What are we going to get?
The 8-Bit Zombie sticker.
8-bit zombie sticker.
And we're throwing in a Dead Workers and Shaft sticker along with it. And it's really easy how you get this. You be in our chat room and follow us on Twitch. And I'm going to hit the giveaway button. And I'm going to roll the dice in 2 seconds. So haven't followed us yet, you should. Because if I roll the dice and get someone who doesn't follow us, I'm going to laugh at them.
And by the way, the sticker is a pretty big sticker. It's about the same size as a Garbage Pail sticker. So the Garbage Pail
garbage
Kids.
Garbage Pail Kids!
Yeah.
So the winner...
fit over your eye.
I'm going to rub it on my beard a little bit, too. So keep that in mind.
Oh, my God.
Lucky.
Talk about the net worth going up.
So the winner was following us.
Okay.
And it's Supper_Boss.
Supper Boss.
So congratulations. I sent FOMS last week, so I'm sure they got that. I just sent you a message on Twitch, so check your messages and respond with your mailing address, and I'll write it on here, and I'll put it in the mailbox tomorrow.
Nice. Congrats.
Good job, Supper Boss.
Well done.
Could you come and make me some supper?
And we've got one here, Iron Waffle, who's in the chat room, sent this in.
I want to read this because it doesn't make sense.
Awesome.
Okay.
It's weird. I'm a little disappointed you didn't mispronounce my name. How the hell can you mispronounce Iron Waffle? Oh, we've got Iron Waffley.
I like that.
I think it's Iron Waffley.
How do we mispronounce that?
Well, we could call him the Ironic Waffle.
Ironic
That's
Waffle.
True. That's true. Wait, have people mispronounced Iron Waffle before? Because I would like to
hear. If they have, I think they're probably dead now.
Yeah.
Did you kill him?
Nobody that stupid can live for very long.
Oh, that's common knowledge. Oh, the next one. This one's real short. Maybe I can actually read this one.
Did you read the haiku?
Oh, no.
No, you didn't read the haiku, Bash. You missed the point.
Yeah. Bash.
Let me highlight it for you. Look, right there.
I can't see. No, seriously, my browser's
shut. Open your eyes.
It's frozen. I can't move it. Just read it, Paps. Go.
This haiku is for listener contributions. I want to say I. It got really big, so I had to shout it.
Awesome.
They can't see that, so the joke is lost.
Well, that's fine. It wasn't a joke. I just had to shout it.
Yeah, it was a very serious haiku.
That's important. Just
yeah. The next one is from /Racer5, who says, I was wondering, do you guys eat snacks while you're gaming? If so, what's your favorite gaming snack? Thanks for the podcast. Keep it up. Ever since about a year ago, I stopped eating snacks altogether.
What?
I only eat when it's time for eating.
You can tell.
That's how I lost my weight.
Go back to our video?
Yes.
Our old video?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. So I stopped eating while I was gaming, and that's how I lost a bunch of weight. So I... but I still eat like lunch or dinner
while I
game sometimes. So
yeah, I eat my dinner while I game.
Where there's originals and non-fat, non-salted, boring rice cakes.
Delicious.
You know what's funny?
That's good because it tastes like
He's
cardboard.
He's not making it up. He freaking eats that stuff.
I'm not. They're freaking amazing.
Really?
No.
Now
it's
I get into character.
They really. We're freaking playing a game, and he's like, I'm going to eat my rice cake now. And I'm like, don't do it in the mic. He's like, oh! Yeah. Oh! And I'm like, oh, my God.
It's my little daily torture for Basher.
And then you suck down the prunes?
That's not a snack. That's an ordeal.
Spoonful of rice cakes makes the medicine go down. Wait, you can't even put rice cakes in a spoon.
You can. You don't have the proper experience.
Yeah. It gets real ugly.
Yeah.
Oh, gross. Like all these gross, nasty mental images in it. What?
Now, I see Wes snacking while he's gaming late at night. He eats like...
That's why he's gaining on me.
He eats candy.
That's why he's gaining on me.
That's how he had the kid.
Oh, yeah. Does anybody else eat snacks while they game anymore?
You know, you know, I'm the fattest one of us, and I don't eat snacks, oddly enough, during the games.
Congratulations.
I eat whole children.
Oh, there's a lot of calories in a whole child, though. I just eat the left arm.
But they're low carb.
Yeah, but I heard they're good calories. They're the good kind.
Yeah.
So I only
do
have
you
two
eat it
left
raw, or do you cook it?
No. I eat pork and sometimes cake. Sometimes bread.
Cake children?
Every once in a while, mushroom stew.
Cake children? Like sandwiches?
Has no one caught on to what the hell I'm doing yet?
No.
No.
No. All the food you eat pork and bread and cake and mushroom stew while you're playing games.
I eat pistons. And
that sounds
iron
like a lot.
But I think I just have a thyroid issue. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what's going on. But no, I used to I'd grab a bag of whatever was downstairs and... But after a while, it's like, you can't do that or you'll die.
Grab a bag of children, you know?
Yeah. Just
grab a bag of...
Actually, yeah, I stopped eating, too. I just drink hot sauce now.
That's good for
you. I'm serious.
It's good for you, actually. It flushes your system.
It's called prune sauce. It's, no. This is like, I seriously, while I'm gaming, I'm like, God, I'm hungry. A little bit of hot sauce, and I'm like, nope, mouth is burning too much to eat anything. I'm good. I'll lose weight.
It's the way to do it.
Huh. I'm going to try grinds.
Grinds?
No, just kidding.
Grinds?
Hoagies and grinders.
So that was good discussion there. So this next one here from CoolDude13, or maybe that's Cool Duty. You think he's using Leet Speak to call himself Cool Duty?
Cool Duty.
Or do you think
it'd be Cool Doodle.
Like Cool Duty in the gang?
I was doing an IE. I guess it'd be an L, though.
EIE?
Cool Doodle. I like Cool Doodle, though.
Cool Doodle works.
You think he's like, oh, crap.
I'm happy with that one.
Number talks.
There's 12 other cool dudes in front of him. So.
But there's only one Cool Doodle.
There's only one.
It's true.
And Cool Doodle puts a cone on their head, and it reminded me of you. I realized it had dog poop on it. It reminded me even more of you. Love the show. Cool Doodle.
Where's that goat sound effect? I feel like we need it.
That seems necessary.
There we go.
But we're only on the show now.
We don't need to do this last one.
We're going to skip this one?
I'm just kidding. Hey, guys. And this is from Stick Jivy.
JV.
Do it.
I like Jivy.
Junior Varsity.
Yeah.
Goes on to say, hey, guys, I just wanted to shout out to Astragali for the great tip for my work and say thanks. I've done the most I could between my studying and my free time. Also, I'd like to say thanks for the great shows and laughs from DWP. That's Dead Workers Party.
Yeah.
Great show, guys. Keep it up.
Not Department of Water Power.
And Astragali says you're welcome. So thank you, Astra.
Astragali.
Golly.
Astragali says you're welcome. Hey,
my work.
He's a man.
So what was that? I'm intrigued now.
Yeah.
What's the gossip?
What's the gossip?
Tell us more.
Yeah. Tell us more, Astragali. What was this?
We'll be quiet and sit here and wait. They're here, right?
Yeah, we'll sing a song.
We're waiting.
Sounds good.
We'll sing Bash. How about that? Yeah.
It's a great song.
So, Astragali, I hear you gave some guy your tip. Astragali, I heard you gave a really good tip. You stuck it to him. I think we untuned the guitar when it fell.
Oh, yeah. We're going to just sit here and tune our guitar and...
Sounds good.
Okay, I see.
I'll tune my guitar, too.
I see the response. Stick JV was asking for tips for young writers, and Astragali said, just, you know... Get on your knees and service anyone who's going to give you a writing deal. And he was successful.
How very
good. So Astragali gave Stick the tip. Astragali gave Stick the tip. Astragali gave Stick the tip. I think I heard something rip. Astragali gave Stick the tip.
It was the ship.
Good times. Is it nap time?
Brian, was that it? We're going home now, right?
Is it scheduled Stick nap
Jamie
time?
Jamie was asking for tips.
No, son of a bitch.
For young writers, and I gave him the tip. Cause I like giving the tip to young writers. Astro likes giving the tip to young writers.
Casting couch.
He'll be at PAX East if you want a tip from Astro in person.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
That was beautiful. Thank you, everybody. Basher ran away or fell asleep.
That's okay.
Understandable.
And I think it's, I don't think even Asher knows this yet, but, you know, he'll be sharing a room with the three of us, and I'm pretty sure that he got the short straw.
You'll give him a tip.
And he's going to be, he's going to have to sleep in the bed with me.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
yeah.
What the heck?
So Wes and Eric will be cuddling, and me and Astro will be cuddling.
Yeah.
And
you'll have, like, some weird, like, British snoring in your ear.
And he's been crapping himself for weeks.
That's always good to...
Worried about that.
He did this, too. Don't forget.
Just a little tip for you. Speaking of little tips, if you want to watch some free TV... Free movies on us. Just head over to Netflix.com/deadworkersparty and get you a free month. And
what?
You know, this month coming up has got a lot of days in it, so it's a perfect month to start. You'll get the full month and a lot of free content, and it helps us out. You just go to Netflix.com/deadworkersparty.
/deadworkersparty.
Yeah. You can watch Tommy Boy with Chris Farley.
Those movie pictures are so 1922.
What happened to my car?
That's right. You can watch Thor.
You guys
okay,
are so
there,
Tommy
done.
Moore. Ooh, House of Cards. Netflix. That is an awesome show. If
That's
you
how
not
easy
it
was. Done.
Elton John.
Very sweet.
The Star Who?
Trek. Yeah.
What's that about?
Family Guy.
The Who?
Covation Station.
This yeah. is the segment the where chicken. We beat chickens until they poop out eggs out their buttesses.
Buttesses.
Oh, God, this is my favorite part.
This one comes from the old SRJ26.
Surgeon Snicks.
He wants variable mob sizes.
What?
Yeah.
That. Okay, yeah. That works.
That sounds good. Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about this idea? It's great. Yeah. He wrote he has a big wall of text here, too, to explain.
Oh, does he?
Do we have to read it all?
No. We normally move on when it's that long.
It's optional. It starts with the word my and ends with the word addition, and there's like 50 words in between.
And so we're giving this a... Oh, no.
I was in the first encounter with these monsters, and after my heart and palpitations subsided, I thought, why don't we have mobs with variable sizes? If I did, you might find that tiny spiders and huge spiders and short zombies and tall zombies, etc. Subtle, small changes to the game of the engine can add to a lot to the overall expansion. I think that it should be a great addition to the game. Feed the Beast has many different sized spiders, by the way, in the Twilight Forest.
Nice.
Oh, well, that has been explained completely.
We should have Basher just read everything ever.
Thanks,
written.
Basher.
Let's see.
I need some subtitles on that, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, works. Go ahead. Edit that. Good job. Have
That's
fun.
Awesome.
Good luck.
Well, but, take this next one for us. Anvil Repair, submitted by Brenna.
This one's only like 9 words.
I know. That's what I thought.
I guess I could do this one. Okay. Submitted by Brenna. Huh?
You already screwed it up.
Oh, is it Brenny?
I don't know about the name.
Oh, okay.
It's Anvil Repair. Brian Eye, you moron.
Brian Eye.
Duh.
You should be able
to... Did you
ever
study Latin for 40 years?
Yeah.
Jesus.
38. I was almost there.
Well, you're not there.
What did they say?
They said, you should be able to repair broken anvils on...
Wait.
on an anvil. So, repairing broken anvils on an anvil... While thinking about anvils?
I don't know.
Makes no sense to me.
I heard you wanted some anvils in your anvil, and let's don't go there.
You should be able to make some, like...
Was that the denied song?
That was. I mean, nope. I guess in a time like this, we like to ask Notch what he thinks. What do you think about animals?
Worst idea ever.
Ah, okay.
It sounds like you're playing Operation.
Well, luckily, he doesn't control the game anymore, so who cares?
Yeah. Take that.
Oh, I slapped you.
Don't ruin their soundboard.
You're gonna need to
Man,
get
you gave it away.
For that. They had a lot of episodes for that.
We had 23 episodes where we were fooling people, and now you screwed
they
it
totally,
up.
Totally bought into it.
Did people really think?
Yeah, they did, until you came along.
Wait a second.
I don't know. Let's ask Notch. Guys. Notch, do you think we fooled people?
Absolutely not.
Oh, man. Oh.
Whoa, was that actually him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He lives under the table.
What are you doing here? You need to go and make your Extensy game.
Ecstasy. That's what I call
Ecstasy,
it.
Ecstasy, the game in space.
Ooh, that's a great Hurry idea. Up. Let's do it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, see? Don't go. Go. Get out of here, stupid.
He only says a finite amount of words, but, you know, that's him. That's wild.
He's busy.
He is. He doesn't have a lot of time to stay, a variety of words.
Speaking of busy, Ice Corin spent a lot of time coming up with this next idea. It's water effects. They think it would be cool for map makers to be able to set buffs or debuffs to water, e.g. poison regeneration. This would be cool for poisonous swamp water or even a holy spring of rejuvenation.
I'm still waiting for them to add molasses to the game. In pools, big pools of molasses. But yeah, I agree with this.
Oceans of molasses.
Molasses.
Actually, that would be cool, but... actually, anything to make the game harder, I'm totally for, honestly.
That's true. I like it when
anything to make it hard. I love it hard.
Here's what I would like is acid rain. What about that? What do you guys think of that?
Like LSD rain?
Keep trying, others feel the pain. Acid rain.
I'd rather have purple rain.
Not some jaw.
Purple rain? Is that a racist comment?
But purple rain wouldn't hurt you.
Yeah? Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it would.
Sorry, all the purple people out there.
I don't know where to go with this without screwing this whole show over.
Well, thank you for thinking of us.
Let's back away slowly from this line of topic conversation.
I think that's
I do
an
like it, though.
Idea.
I like this idea.
Intelligence. Yes.
Yeah. And by the way, you guys remember when Chunk knocked over that statue in Goonies?
Huh? In Ninja Turtles? That didn't happen.
Sorry, I can't stop
he's
thinking about it.
He's rewriting the movie.
Oh, okay.
Did y'all hear this
there
gonna be a
Clerks 3?
There
was a scene in the Goonies with a giant squid, but they took it out. And it sucks because it was really awesome.
But Chunk mentions it.
Yeah, he does. And they didn't cut it out of the movie. They're like, are you guys okay? After they came out of the place with the, the one-eyed Willy ship, they were like, are you okay? The reporters and everything. And Chuck's like, yeah, it was crazy. They were chasing us. And there were booby traps. And there was the giant squid. And the squid's really scared me. And they were like, giant squid? That wasn't
it
in the final
made him
movie.
Look
it's
like
just confusing
a,
as shit.
They just made him look like a liar.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just swore.
I was like, Chunk, piece of...
Stupid liar.
And then I found out it
fat liar.
Was taken out. I'm like, Chunk, you lovable little fat kid. I love you.
And then he did the truffle shuffle and he went, oh.
After he knocked
I
over that
my
statue.
Lips.
It's a winner. That was a winner. That's a very popular dance now, I hear.
Are there any more suggestions? I'm curious.
Well, tell us about pelicans.
What about pelicans? Wait, what about the ones from Halo?
Halo
is that
pelicans.
What we're talking about?
Not the ones from Halo.
Oh, okay. Well, where would they spawn? Like beaches or something? I'm glad I freaking thought of this idea myself.
Would they drop feathers if they died?
I don't know.
Maybe you should be able to tame them if you give them fish.
You're an idiot.
Maybe.
A raw fish, not a cooked fish.
There's one huge flaw with this idea, though.
What?
What about flamingos?
It's a bird. They don't have they don't have birds.
I think
in
I
Sweden.
Heard someone named Buffles who had this idea before.
They don't have birds in the game?
I think that's Buffley Z.
Oh.
It's Buffles.
I'm Buffles. So embarrassed. So sorry.
Yes.
Man. Strange.
Actually, pelicans, I don't know. No. I don't like that idea. You know why? Because it doesn't make the game harder. I am tired of just mobs that don't make the game harder. I want
as long as pelicans can murder you, then yeah, great.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want the game to be easier?
If they're hostile mobs, yeah.
Do you want the game to be easier? No, you want it to be harder, right?
Yes, we want it to.
So, okay. Well, speaking of what the two of you want, what do you want to see added to the game of Minecraft?
I want fear. I want danger. I want risk versus reward content.
I want them to add so I can get around better.
I want them to hire the guy who did Mo Creatures and just get that stuff in the game already.
Yeah, I want to ride a horse.
Oh my god, that snake is amazing.
The snake, honestly,
is one of the most amazing things ever.
In our Bash Pack series, we have Mo Creatures and everything, and the thing that makes the game the hardest is, one, boss mobs, because it gives them special abilities. It makes them super hard. And two, the ogres from Mo Creatures. That's what I want in the game. I want things that smash your creations to crap. Because if you remember, Notch wanted this to be like Dwarf Fortress, but 3D. The whole motto with Dwarf Fortress is losing is fun. And it's true. And now it's going kind of pansy. And I want that world. I want Enderman to appear and then take my head as a block and go away, and I'm dead instantly.
That's what we wanted to do, is have Enderman, instead of taking the blocks, they take you and they dump you in lava.
Yeah,
they scream the whole time.
Yeah, they scream at you. They like appear. They're like. They grab your head and then they disappear, and it's like the severed head cam, and it's in the end, and it falls down, and you're sitting there in blood, like it's like freaking 007. Like,
I like that you guys are looking at each other like we're both crazy, because you're probably right.
Yeah, yeah, I think we're thinking that.
I want the game to be ridiculously hard.
Well, you know, like death isn't always fun. Like if you think about like Super Meat Boy. I mean, that's part of the game, right? Dying over and over and over and trying to get it right. Like,
truth.
That is on the extreme side of, like, death not being fun. But I see what you mean. Like, dying is fun because it's a challenge. It makes you try harder. It gives you something to do.
I like not... Well, if it's, like, multiplayer or something, people will think twice about their character. Like, you know, we have, you know, our own modification that we've been working on, Rune, where if you die, you become a ghost at your body. Oh. And you don't get any of your stuff back. You have to run to an actual altar of the god that you worship in order to get rezzed. Now, that altar could be on the other side of the world because you were stupid. You went venturing forth into the wilderness super, super far out without proper protection. And
you didn't check in with the altar nearby.
Yeah. So literally take days in real life to get back to that altar to rez. And by the time you rez, you're completely naked. So people think... And all the stuff that you gain on that journey are super rewarding, and they mean something. Now it's just, I don't know, it's a little too easy. I want hard content. I want it to be painful, and we're masochists when it comes to gaming. So
yeah,
that's our view.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I've learned something tonight on the shaft with Basher.
Yeah?
He likes it hard.
You
want to
get the shaft in a game.
Basher likes it hard.
And you want to be like naked when you die, like Terminator 2 naked, and you have to find clothes. Okay,
and you have to walk up to the nearest biker and demand the clothes.
Okay, I dig that.
That should be a mod. Someone make that mod right now. When you die, you instantly appear in the past. You have to hunt down Connor. You have to force bikers to give you their clothes. It's just this huge process just to get your stuff back. It'll be great.
Every time, that sounds like a very feasible mod.
Someone whip that up by tomorrow, please.
Same story.
Every time. Like you walk into the bar like for the 15th time, like, really? Here's your coat. Like, just
and
take
all of a
mine.
Sudden you have red Terminator vision.
And they're like, wow, you really suck at staying alive, and you're like, give me your clothes and your jacket. It's the soundboard.
Did you become mayor?
Can someone do that? Really? Please?
close enough.
Speaking of close enough.
Yeah?
Sightings.
It's so beautiful. Oh my god. It's so intense.
What else is intense? All the 100,000 titles of audiobooks that you can get if you go right now to audibletrial.com/theshaft and get a free trial and a free book. I just finished a 14-book series.
Whoa.
That I've been reading and listening to since I was in high school.
It's like,
oh my God. Books are so 1720.
The Wheel of Time. The Wheel of Time series.
14?
It was so long, the guy writing it died, and someone else had to finish the series.
Is he okay?
No, he's dead.
Oh.
Is he okay?
He's kicking it with Dick Clark.
Is he better?
And Whitney Houston.
And Tupac.
And he's writing stories for them on the dead side.
I can't wait to die so I can finish my favorite series.
Is he okay? That's awesome.
He's relevant, okay, Pats? Jeez.
So anyway, that's a great series. And basically, if you signed up for Audible Trial, you'd get a credit every month. And so you could basically get a book every month and be done in a year. And they're like 60 hours a piece, these books. So you
actually you all are the I got my Kindle and for Christmas, and I used your all's trial, and I've read, I think it was like I'm up to 18 books now since I got my Kindle. Oh, wow. Right now I'm reading the Ender's series, Ender's Game.
You mean listening to?
Well, listening to. I like to say reading because if I say I'm listening to, I sound like an idiot for some reason.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. They're like, that's awesome. Not as cool. You're not as smart because you can't read things. I'm like, no, I can read them, but listening to them is so much cooler because they have cool voice actors. They're like, no, if you don't look at the pages, then you're not a cool guy. You're not cool.
You're cool.
It takes more brain power to concentrate on
I always see read.
Does on words in front of you.
Actually, when I'm editing, I'm listening to an Audible book. The Ender series is what I'm on. I'm on Ender's Shadow. I just finished that last night, actually. So
nice.
You pick those up.
It's awesome. The Ender series is amazing. You should.
So everybody go pick that up right now. Audibletrial.com/theshaft. That's audibletrial.com/theshaft. And get a freebie. It actually helps us out. So
sorry, I have a terrible short-term memory. What's the book series you were saying you were reading?
The Wheel of Time.
Oh, Wheel of Time.
Wheel
okay.
of Time.
I remember that.
You know that thing you're constantly fighting?
No. Wheel of Time and I are good friends.
I'm sure. Doesn't seem
like. We've known each other for a long time.
Very long.
Prunes.
Prunes. So, let's see here. We do have some awesome sightings this week. It's a lot of videos. But they're all under 3 minutes each. That's from Astrogolly. All the sightings are provided by the Crystal Crow this week. So thank you, Crystal.
Yay.
And the first one here is a link. It's Minecraft and the Introvert Extrovert Spectrum. Spectrum. I think that's two different studies.
That's what that word is.
This thought-provoking blog post by Furmature explores the differing levels of communication and participation in Minecraft amongst introverted and extroverted primary school children.
Yeah, this one goes deep.
Did you lose it there? Did you get jealous because
too much
they're
text.
In a level you never got past?
I need to get all these things written in this doc into an audio format so I can just listen to them real
That's
quick.
That's true. You know, this is one of those deep articles.
That sounds very deep.
See, we read this out so no one else has to. They can just listen to it in their ear canals.
We read it so you don't have to.
That's right. I think that's an audible phrase.
I'll read the whole thing if you want.
Here's another video. Never waste your diamonds on a hoe. And the snowball effect.
Hilarious. That's a really good. That's good.
You like that?
And they're by Crafted Movie.
It's got two meanings.
I don't get it.
It's by Crafted Movie, too.
We'll put these in the show notes, you'll have to go look at them there.
Yeah, it's good.
I know them!
Yeah, it's good.
You were in a show of theirs, I heard.
That wasn't really me. They ripped me off. They used...
That's right, they did. What was it called?
I think
Pirates of Penzance? Something like
I think
that.
I was, too.
What?
Didn't he do the Avengers?
Yeah, the Avengers series. I was in there.
Oh, I was too. I was riding the pig. I was Iron Man. Yeah. That was awesome. I think that was him. If it's not, ignore me.
It's riding the pig. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I was riding
like
the pig.
Like a mount, like a mount.
Yeah, like a, I was flying through the air. And Simon was in it, and who else was that? Captain Sparkles was in it. It was cool.
Are we talking about Adventure
no,
Under the Sea?
We're talking about the same thing. I was actually in a series of theirs.
Yeah, it was like a three-part pirate adventure kind of thing, and he was...
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I said Avengers, not adventures. And by the way, this was before Chunk knocks over the statue.
Okay, so we also have a...
In Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I remember that.
We have another video here. This is submitted by Michelle Gerbrick, and it's 100% working printer.
Oh, this is awesome, man. This is that kid who's printer. Like a genius. Yeah, this is crazy. Go watch this stuff.
I'm looking right now.
I'm sure...
And this video is by AC Tennis AC.
And, like, how old is he? He's, like, a little kid, and he's, like, super smart and really good and makes some crazy stuff. He's like Seth Bling's son.
Whoa, he's Whoa, this is awesome!
Yeah, and he's been around for a while, and his channel is just amazing. All the stuff he makes. Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, check it out. And if you had the audio on, you can hear his voice, and he's like, I mean, he's a little kid, and he's just like super keen. Crazy.
Like Commander Keen?
Yeah. More like Sergeant Keen.
Oh.
Or Private Keen. No.
This is amazing.
It is amazing.
Wow, my mind is freaking blown. I'm subscribing.
And this is in the show notes.
This is fake. This is fake. That kid doesn't exist. It's fake.
It's not real. Hey, I'm calling it now. He's not real.
Son of Bling.
Fake kid.
This is like cat paintings. This is fake.
It's Seth Bling's voice changer. That's all this is.
Yep. Seth Bling isn't real either.
Yeah. And check our show notes for that link so you can be amazed along with us.
This is awesome. You guys should just listen to us and be in awe for the next few minutes. Wow.
What are we doing?
Okay. What?
We have another video here, The Secret Passage, in this animated short in effort to make the best secret passage ever. Turns out to be a very unlike what the creator envisioned. So this is from Minecraft.net, Chup and Ket.
And it's actual animation. Yeah. Not like 3D animation.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Oh, this is the cartoon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one's awesome. Yeah, that one's great. Yeah, check that out. Oh, Sheryl's and Neil's Gills. So, in the last one is Seth Bling. Rocket ship in Minecraft. That's Seth Bling, fella.
You skipped one.
I'll come back to it. Bling, fella. I just wanted to say that over and over again. That Seth Bling fella goes to new heights on awesome and crazy with this particular Minecraft build, a working rocket ship in vanilla Minecraft. And by working, we mean
flying.
Steer higher.
Yeah, this is another weird thing. He put a GIF of this on Reddit and went all the way to the top. It's just bizarre, and it's
pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's really really cool.
Rockets are hard enough to make in real life.
Yeah. And what's the last? What's the one I skipped?
Yeah,
I skipped one.
Dumb Ways to Die, Minecraft Edition. By Variety.
Oh, yeah, Verida. And then what else about it? And there's some more text.
Well, it's about time someone came up with this. Variety's put together a Minecraft parody of the wonderful Dumb Ways to Die PSA. The animation features the cartoon deaths of several notable Minecrafters, too.
This is an awesome song. I'm just going to play a little piece of it here on the show. Yeah.
Shoot yourself with a bow. Get it in the face by a ball of snow.
Whoa.
Trap yourself in a wall. Fight a zombie in a drunken brawl. dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways to die.
I just ruined it.
Yeah, it's over now.
Yeah. So yeah, check that out. That's a great tune. Love it. Love it.
That's wonderful.
So we had some great sightings here this week, so make sure you go and check those out. If you're watching this via YouTube, the link is below, and if you're audio listeners, go to theshappodcast.com.
I hope you're audio listeners, otherwise the magic of PAPS will be lost on you.
That's right.
And speaking of sightings, do y'all have any, what's the latest video we should put in here for you guys? Don't want everybody to go watch.
Oh, good lord, the portal mod.
Portal mod.
Thing. It's
portal mod. Everyone
else has reviewed the portal mod, but see, we don't review mods. People are like, why don't they talk about the mod and tell us every little detail about the mod when they review it? But it's actually not called mod review. It's called mod madness.
And that's,
you get what you pay for. You know what I'm saying?
And you pay for what you get.
And you pay for madness is what you're paying for.
Yeah.
And you get it.
And then you pay for it.
Yeah, madness that is.
And then you get it again.
Yeah.
You know how
and
much
then,
it is?
Then you don't pay for it because it's your sixth how time and you got it for free.
It depends on how much you're paying.
That's right.
Well, it depends on what you get.
And on what you get because there it works.
Yeah. But you're paying.
The is AVP the mod was pretty special, too. We what got scared of that.
Oh, AVP mod? That one's good.
Come in.
Whoa. Come in. I think they're already in here. Are you in here?
Housekeeping.
Hey! How are you doing?
Mint for pillow.
Yeah. I see our regular mate is off. Whoa. Stop.
You gotta let me in.
Stop pounding. Yeah, come on in.
I got some mints for your freaking pillows.
Oh, go ahead and stay out.
Hello. Hello.
Come back when you're a little Hawaiian maid. Is she
I'm
Hawaiian?
I'm just leaving out here by the door.
Okay.
They're out by the door.
We don't want you in. Here.
Sir, what?
I don't want you in.
Hey, Brent, help me bar the door.
Okay, you got it. You got it, man.
Okay, good. All right. All right.
Did you get the gun?
Whew. Oh, they're back. Give me the gun, Bash.
Hey.
Yeah.
Suck it, Trebek.
That is the worst sounding gun I've ever heard in my life.
He should know.
Excellent.
Well,
we do have some housekeeping.
Yeah?
2 weeks until PAX, baby.
Oh,
PAX
jealous.
Now two we're weeks. Jealous of you.
Man. The schedule's up.
I wish you guys were going.
Me too.
You guys have to say hi to Rocket while you're there. He messaged us and was like, are you going to be in PAX? I miss you guys. You got to go say hi to Rocket.
Rocket's the creator of DayZ. He keeps asking us to Rocket. Come to like freaking everything. And we're like, we can't afford it. But now we can afford it if you guys go sub to our channel right now because we're like less than 300 subs for 100K.
Yeah,
nice.
100,000. That's
you're
right.
So close.
That's some
you're
news. So everybody go close. Sub.
Yeah, that's
see,
Basherverse.
Now, if you go to Basherverse on YouTube and subscribe, we will be able to go to PAX East next year.
Yeah, and in case you don't know, that's Bash U V E R S E.
Yeah.
Basherverse.
B-A-S-H-U-R-V-E-R-S-E.
Me, I am Basher. Oh, did I forget the R? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I just want to make sure it wasn't
don't
like...
Don't worry, I corrected you on
there you go,
show.
Yeah. It's Basherverse. So you don't put an I or an E or an A.
Bash your universe to death.
Yeah.
That's the other meaning.
I always screw up people's... like URLs and stuff on this show. Sorry.
That's why we're here.
It's okay.
PAX in 2 weeks. Of course we're going and we're doing a panel there and it's going to be crazy.
Awesome.
Good's going to be on
we'll
the panel too.
We'll miss you.
Right?
Hopefully. Good's going to be on another panel right after ours, so I don't know if he'll have to like dip out 15 minutes before the end or not.
Yeah, and that's with Joe Hills too, right?
Yeah. So the schedule's up. You can actually look at it. There's some cool parties going on. Curse, is throwing one, which everybody's invited to. Just go to curse.com and look for the link for it. You just have to sign up and get in free. I think you get like 2 drinks free or something at it, something like that. So we'll slip in our own drinks.
Wait. Free drinks? How?
By signing up. Signing up.
Can I sign up?
Yeah.
And get a free drink?
Yeah.
How many times can I sign up?
We may actually be working there. Like, you know, sign and stuff or whatever. So
you guys are going to be you guys are going to be booth babes?
Yes.
Hey, I can do that.
Send me naughty pictures of your booth babe outfits.
I can do that.
Do we have to wait till then to do that?
I'll work for free drinks.
You dressed like Lara Croft.
And by the way, Supper Boss, if you're still in the chat, you haven't sent me your mailing address yet. If I don't get it before I leave here, I probably won't put it on this envelope because I'm that lazy.
Okay, it's...
Yeah, you better get your stuff together there, Supper Boss, or you're going to be in hot water.
Hot water, you heard
it's
it.
It's only the boss's supper.
So, right. So you need to go sub. Speaking of sub, go sub at Bashiverse. If you're going to be at PAX East, let us know. Already got a few meet and greets we got to get together on. And
yeah.
We definitely want to meet everybody we can. Come to our panel at 4.
We give out PM. Free hugs, too.
Yes.
Oh, what? Dude.
We may have some spirit hoods to give out, too, depending on how many they send us. But they're sending
throw them out in the audience?
Yeah. Deluxe hugs for $2.
Nice.
Deluxe.
But I won't be bringing those to PAX. Maybe E3.
He's got to wear them when he has the prunes.
Like, E3's an industry-only thing.
Like special edition, like limited.
I signed us up for E3. I don't know if we'll get to go to it, though.
If you guys go to E3, we'll see you there then. So.
Oh, yeah, because you guys go every year.
I'll be in the area, so I'll come and drink with you.
You got to.
We're stuck on that phase where they want us to, like, submit, like, paperwork and business license and crap. And
screw that.
We're lazy.
Just go. Just beat up the guys at the front. Last time they were, like, Samoan bodyguards or something. Screw that. Easy takedown.
Easy takedown.
Super easy.
Just karate chop them in their face.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
Vulcan neck pinch.
Face chops.
Face chop. That's an old move from my day.
Karate chip.
Yes. Also, you can follow you guys. You guys are... What is your main Twitter channel?
At Bashiverse. It's super hard to remember.
It's like the same as the YouTube channel, but it's on Twitter.
Excellent.
And you can also catch us streaming at twitch.tv/guesswhat. No, Bashiverse.
Excellent.
Not guess what. Don't go to that one. That's
some other guy. Or goat or something.
We stream every Friday afternoon, usually right before Martin streams.
And then Martin steals all our viewers.
So we stop streaming.
That's right. Yeah, we need to get Martin back on here.
Martin.
We love you and we miss you.
Yeah, we know you're watching.
He's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
So I guess that's really it for the show. Thanks for joining us again on a crazy Friday. We got 2 more weeks of Friday night shows. And go follow these guys. And
Vintage Beef next week.
They got to break 100K. On their channel.
Got videos pretty much every day, so.
Yes.
Well worth your sub, peeps.
Yeah.
Bashiverse helps you every day.
Bashiverse.
How about some cheese for your pizza?
And don't forget about old Chunk breaking that statue.
That's
you
right.
Know, you know that time when Chunk, you know, that time.
We do that every time.
Hey, Eric, did you know Whitney Houston is dead?
No!
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
I was bored. I stopped watching halfway through.
Dead Workers Party Network. Jumping the shark has never been so easy.